The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Enda Murphy is with me, the clinical psychotherapist and director of CB.ie, to talk about kids' sleeping habits this week. Now, during the news headlines there, Enda came into studio and I quoted Enda back to Enda, which was a strange situation because my kids are just on the other side of all of this, Enda. Yeah. And you told me something a few years ago when they were in the middle of it, waking up in different beds every night. Yeah. You went to bed in one place, you woke up with a kid beside you, ended up in their bed, whatever. And you said to me, what was it?
It's in 20 years' time, they won't be sleeping beside you.
There are no 20-year-olds sleeping in bed with their parents. So you'll get through this.
And that is the truth, because we live in a world where, you know, as a mum, you're supposed to have the baby weight lost after 6 weeks. You're supposed to have your kids sleeping after 4 weeks. You're supposed to have them 4 hours feeds up to this. And this idea of kids sleeping in their own room has no basis in science whatsoever. It is a sociological thing that started in the West. And we lose all sense of perception. So we lose all sense of perspective, and we end up in this perception that we're doing something wrong. And the way, I think it was Caleb who was asking me, he says, well, you know, what about little Johnny? You know, he's feeling a bit anxious and he comes in, he gets into bed beside you. What should you do? And I said, let him into the bed beside you. All right. Well, what happens if he comes in the next day? And I says, well, what do you want to do? Because the problem is people think, oh, well, he should be sleeping in his own room. And I actually bounced this off a client of mine today when I was doing this brief and I was ordinary out, and I said it to him, and he said, when he was actually a child, and this isn't that long ago, this parents went to a psychologist. The psychologist blamed the parents by saying, you're kind of pandering to him. And they says, make him sleep in his own room. And they did. 15 years later, he's sitting with me with the trauma of it, because that's what happens. Children are not biologically designed to be sleeping on their own until they're 5 years of age. And in every other culture in the world, raising children at that age is a group project. It's done by the tribe. And what happens is that the child normally sleeps with the mum until they're about five. And at 5 years of age, they will then go to their own bed when they feel secure enough. And if the mum isn't available, they will sleep with grandparents. And I spend a lot of time in China. It's the grandparents who raise the children. And we go, you know, and it's something I'm working on at the moment. There's only three mammals that has post-childbearing years for females. And that's elephants, killer whales and us. So these matriarchal societies, is that's what the grandparents are actually there for. The grandfathers die off. We have no role after this. But the matriarchal grandmothers are there to provide stability for the tribe. And if you think of an elephant herd, it's them who provide the stability. So putting children into the room and saying, oh, you know, like kind of make them sure they're in the room and don't take the screens and all this bullshit that goes on, all right? It's what you're doing is that you're ignoring the actual problem. And the problem is your child is anxious.
Yes.
So what are you going to do? Now, there are strategies to do. And I remember when my own kids were young, I remember thinking, you know, why are they sleeping in separate rooms? Where did that idea come from? It's like a cell.
Yeah.
You're like locking them in a cell for the night and come out at 8 o'clock in the morning. So what I actually did was, we were big into camping.
Yeah.
And we'd have such great fun. And the kids would be fast asleep. They would be out cold by about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So what I did was, I got a cheap tent from Little's. I took down their beds. I put up the tent in one bedroom and I put two mattresses in it. And I hooked up a little light that worked on batteries, and they camped there for 2 or 3 years, and they never came near us once.
Brilliant.
It's a classic.
But you've got to, like, much like having a relaxed attitude to the movement around at night and accepting that this is, you know, this is kind of a normal thing, you've got to have a relaxed attitude to them maybe being in that tent and making a bit of noise, and they're not screaming up the stairs as soon as it hits half eight. Shut your bloody mouths and go to sleep.
Yeah, no, see, the way it is, why do you want to do that? All right, like, we have this image that you put the kids to bed. Now, I know, I've been here, all right? You want the kids to bed because you can't switch off your head until they're asleep.
Well, also because you've got somebody else who says, my kids go to bed at 8 o'clock, they go up the stairs and by half eight they're snoring.
Yeah, and they're sitting with me for therapy in 15 years' time. Because I have never had a person come to see me for therapy because boundaries were too loose. It's always because boundaries are too rigid. It's always because boundaries are too rigid. So when you actually have the children there, if you want a child to sleep in their own bed, you put them into the bed and you say, now go to sleep. I wish to God it was that easy, all right? So what you do is that you let them leave the light on, and as long as they're in bed, they can play with their toys or they can read. No screens. They can play with their toys and they have something to occupy their brain whilst they switch off and they go into this bedtime routine. If you leave them on their own, they're going to be sitting there and they are going to be, especially the girls, are going to be ruminating over all the conversations that happened that day. And they're getting more and more wound up, and then at 12 o'clock they're into you to sleep beside you.
Yeah, so let's talk about then briefly those kids kind of over the age of 5, 6, 7 maybe who are still coming in during the night. When that's happening, as you say, I mean, that's because they're anxious about something.
Yeah,
and if you want to deal with it, you've got to deal with the anxiety. Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot easier to extricate you out of their room than it is to extricate them out of your room. So what you do is that you have the two beds in the room, or you have two mattresses in the room. You go into the room with them. You let them. You create the safe environment. But during this environment, you let them talk. Now, I remember seeing one time, all right, and it was, you know, at night, the child was encouraged to write up their worry diary. At 8 o'clock at night, like, what's the worst thing you could be doing at 8 o'clock at night, trying to identify your worries? If you're going to have a chat with them, do it in the car. On your way, if say you're living in Dublin, you bring them to Tesco's in Kildare to do the shopping, and kids will talk when they're in the car. There's enough action going on around them that they feel settled, they feel safe, and they will do their talking then. And that's how you get them to talk. And we have to find out what's actually happening to them. And it's not rocket science. They are navigating through their world, trying to find out where they fit in with no concept of who they are. So they want to know. And the war zone that is a children's battleground in a primary school is exactly the same war zone as you will in any environment. So helping them understand, and the knack is in teaching them how to understand themselves, how to have confidence in themselves. Because they haven't established their own identity, they are going to look to others for indications of what they're like. So if you think I'm nice, therefore I'm nice. And if you think I'm not nice, well, there must be something wrong with me. So building up the confidence in themselves, and that is not built up by criticising them or putting them in their own room or creating more of a trauma. So if you want, like, don't start focusing on your children's anxieties. Focus on your anxieties first, because unless you have a calmness about you, you're not going to get a calmness about them.
And then. Great advice.
Thank you very much.
As always, thank you very much. Edna Murphy, clinical psychotherapist and director of CB.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.